Henry Winkler is most famous for his acting. He played the Fonz in Happy Days back in the 70s, and now he plays Gene, the acting coach in HBO's Barry, for which he won an Emmy. But as he hits this second career peak, he's also writing children's books. His latest is called Alien Superstar, co-written with his longtime co-author, Hollywood producer Lynn Oliver. They join me now. Welcome.
Thank you.
So the main character in your book, we get a sense right at the beginning of what Buddy looks like. He has suction cups on the bottom of his feet, multiple eyes, and this appendage, a sensory enhancer coming out of his back and waving around. Where did this idea come from?
He comes from a red dwarf planet, which has low gravity. So we decided that he would need to have suction cups on his feet to hold them to the ground. And also, it's a dim planet. Red dwarf planets are dim. So he would need to have a lot of eyes in order to perceive the world around him. And the sensory enhancer is sort of the basic metaphor of the book, which is he comes from a repressive society where they're not supposed to experience any of the sensory joys of life, music, art, and so on. And so when they turn 13, their sensory enhancer is deactivated, which is what prompts the whole story of his flight to Earth.
But the sensory enhancer, he has really no control over. I mean, it gets him into a lot of trouble. Maybe it wants to look at an intriguing smell or something.
Right. And what it turned out to be was a buddy comedy, because you've got Buddy, who is this kind of wonderful young man who's looking at the world with wonder. And you've got his crazy friend, the enhancer, who does what he feels.
Something that kids can relate to, you think?
I think so.
Yeah, I think that children experience the world first through their senses. Their intellect comes much later. And not necessarily in a good way.
So when Buddy lands on Earth, he is mistaken for an actor, cast in a show as an alien, and becomes a star overnight. I have to ask both of you. Lynn, you're a producer. Henry, you're, of course, an actor. How likely is that? How often does that happen?
Well, I don't know. Do you believe in aliens landing on Earth?
Though, I mean, people becoming a star overnight with no real background in acting.
I left New York in September 18th, 1973. I had just made The Lords of Flatbush. I had $1,000 in my pocket. I could stay in Hollywood for 1 month. That was the length of time that $1,000 would take me. In the very first week, I got a part on The Mary Tyler Moore Show. It was four lines. They let me ad-lib it to eight. In the second week, I auditioned for the Fonz.
Wow. And that 1974 Happy Days premiered.
Yes.
Did writing about Buddy bring you back to that moment?
Yes, but here it is. Lynn has written and produced at least 300 episodes of television and movies. We've written 35 books together.
Right.
I produce MacGyver. I'm an actor. I'm on a wonderful show called Barry.
Great show.
But we took our experience and we put a stranger in a strange land inside our experience.
Now, as you mentioned, Henry, you've both written many books together, although your previous books have been centered around a real kid, Hank, who has a real problem, which is dyslexia.
Right.
This one is complete fantasy. Why did you decide to go in this direction?
Well, you know, I have to say one of my favorite phrases, my mentor, Gary Marshall, always said, you know, a lot of people write important things. They make important television. I make Recess. And Lynn has always said to me, we want to be the book that is rolled up in somebody's back pocket or in their backpack that they are reading for pleasure and they don't feel the pressure. And then we have great underlying themes, body shaming, authenticity, don't judge a book by its cover, no pun intended, that underpin the comedy.
And it also felt like the world was ready for a real look at fame. You know, we live in a society where fame comes very quickly and easily and for no particular reason necessarily, you know, instant celebrity. And we think that that's held up as a value for kids. And so we thought it would be very interesting to write about fame and celebrity from all points of view, the advantages and the glamour and also the personal cost.
Do you find, I'm sure you hear from kids after they read your books, do you find that they're reading as much as they used to, given all of the devices that they have access to these days?
I will say, because I travel around the country, Lynn travels around the country, we travel together, separately, kids say two things to us. Wow, I laugh so hard. And two, how did you know me so well?
I find that kids, I do a lot of work with literacy and run a nonprofit organization of people who
write. What's it called?
It's called the Society of Children's Book Writers and Illustrators. There are 30,000 members worldwide, and all the members are authors and illustrators of children's books. And we are all finding that kids are actually reading more, that the devices are one thing, and of course everyone is on their devices, but there has been a huge resurgence of reading among children. I think the predictions of the downfall of the printed book were premature and not true.
When I was a child, I was obsessed with Roald Dahl books.
Yeah,
what about each of you? Who was
Good
your
taste.
Favorite? Who was your favorite, or what was your favorite book as a kid?
My parents read to me all the time until I was about 7 or 8 years old. They read poetry. They read classics. Then I started to read Charles Dickens, which I adored because I like big, fat sagas. And then I discovered A Tree Grows in Brooklyn and Marjorie Morningstar and sort of early literature that was aimed at girls and young women. And that was life transforming for me. Henry?
I read my first novel when I was 31. Because I am so dyslexic, I was so intimidated. My eye and the page never made friends. Mm-hmm. Now I read thrillers, Daniel Silva. The way he writes, it flows like a river in my brain. So that's my experience with him. And that I've written these books with Lynn is like one of the proudest moments of my life and one of the most unimaginable moments that it exists.
How do you learn your lines as an actor with your dyslexia?
I read my scripts over and over again. And what God giveth, you know, and God taketh away. So I can't read very well, but I can memorize pretty quickly. And if you want something, there is a way. You know, in my fan mail in 1975, I got a metal cutting that said, "If you will it, it is not a dream." And I live by that concept. You want something, you can figure out how to do it. There is not one way.
We're talking about your book here, Alien Superstar, which is just coming out. But I have to ask you, Henry Winkler, as you've got this book coming out, you're the star of this show, Barry, which is you've won an Emmy for now.
Yes.
You know, you were just in the recent series of Arrested Development, which is a character, another Barry Zuckerkorn that you've played.
Yes.
How does this feel right now in your career, especially compared to what you've been talking about back in the 1970s with Happy Days?
When I was lying in my bed in New York City in my apartment on West 78th Street, I dreamt of being an actor every moment. And now I am living it. And I'm a pretty verbal fellow. I have no words for the joy that courses through my body that I'm able to do this.
You know, when Henry and I first got together to do the Hank Zipser books, he always says it was during a lull in his career. So I'm grateful for the lull in your career, Henry. I'm sorry to say that.
Me too. I know. I am too now.
But we still met. So now there's not a lull in his career. So we have the books and our work together and his acting career. So to me, it's all a wonderful thing. I'm happy to see him happy. And I would just like to say that his memory, you know, you asked about his dyslexia and remembering the lines. When we sit down, we write together. We write in the same room, much like television comedy is done. You know, we have a writer's room, except it's just Henry and me. Mm-hmm. And Henry comes in, he can have been gone for 3 days and remembers exactly where we left off and what the last line is. So I see how he's compensated for whatever was a reading issue by having an incredible memory and feel for where we are in the story and what the lines are.
And we write every day. So we write from 10, we schmooze. And then we get down to work and we finish at about 12:30. Right now we're in a studio in Los Angeles and we're facing each other, which is exactly the way we work together. I sit on one side of Lynn's desk and Lynn sits on the other at the computer. And we literally hammer out chapter after chapter that way.
And it sounds from the end, because there's a bit of a cliffhanger, that there is more coming for Buddy Berger.
We're in the middle of book two right this minute.
The concept is a trilogy, a three-book series.
But Hank started, we got the first contract that Lynn and I got for Hank Zipser was a contract for four novels, and they were going to see. And out of that came 28 books.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much to both of you for coming in and talking about your latest alien superstar. That is Henry Winkler and Lynn Oliver. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Jeremy.
This
is great to
really be here. Exciting. Thank you.